Today's gospel begins with the disciples marveling at the glory of the temple. It must have been something to see. The temple they looked at was one of the wonders of the world. It was brand spanking new. It had taken 50 years for Herod to rebuild the temple. The original temple, built by Solomon, was destroyed. And the work of the temple had just been completed when Jesus' disciples looked on amazed at the precious stones and all the votive offerings. Have you ever gone into a majestic cathedral or basilica? Perhaps you visited our own diocesan cathedral, Our Lady, Queen of the Most Holy Rosary Cathedral. Or maybe you've been blessed to travel to Rome and go into St. Peter's Basilica. I remember the first time I walked into St. Peter's. My jaw dropped. It was and is amazing. That's how the disciples felt when they looked at the temple. Then Jesus said to them, "It really doesn't matter. It's all going to come to ruin anyway." In fact, within 40 years, the Romans would destroy the temple, leaving nothing but what we now call the Wailing Wall still standing. Jesus prophesied that the temple would be destroyed. Then he goes on to say that the world will be destroyed. He says that natural disasters and earthquakes and hurricanes and political turmoil demonstrate that the world is coming to an end. But at the same time, he says that when you see these things, know that the end is still in the future. Jesus says that there'll be many who will come claiming that the end is at hand. In fact, every few years, someone will rise up in our community and figure out exactly and tell us what the day is going to be. Remember what Jesus says about them. Ignore them. Jesus is adamant that we Christians do not get flustered, distraught, or full of anxiety. These are the feelings of those who refuse to commit themselves to the kingdom of God. What we need to do, he says, is to give witness, to testify to Christ, particularly in the face of persecution. Now, the Lord was not just addressing the early Christians when he said that you will be delivered up to those who will murder you for being faithful. He was also talking to Archbishop Oscar Romero, to Jane Donovan, to the Mary Knowles sisters, to the 6 Jesuits who were all murdered in El Salvador for demanding that the poor be treated with respect. He was talking to Maximilian Kolbe and all the religious leaders, particularly from Poland and many other European nations who were put to death by Nazis and communists. He was talking to Catholics and other Christians who are being persecuted and killed right now in Egypt, the Sudan, Israel, Iran, Iraq, sections of India, and all throughout the world. And he's talking to every one of us who is mocked for hanging on to what the media might present as a dated morality. When Jesus spoke about persecution, he pointed his words to all of us who fight for family values and responsibility against those who deify self-gratification. All people, from the martyrs of the past to those living in our own homes, may be put to death, or at least commit social suicide for their Christian witness. But patient endurance will save their lives. Patient endurance will save our lives. That phrase, patient endurance, is a New Testament catchphrase for dying to yourself or a little martyrdom. By patient endurance, we will be saved. And Christians, all of us, are called to patient endurance. This is a challenging part of the gospel. We must become witnesses to Jesus Christ to be saved.
Affirming our Christianity demands suffering. All Christians experience it in many ways. Perhaps you tell your 19-year-old daughter that it's not right for her to move in with her boyfriend, and you get treated with scorn for having such archaic morals. Or perhaps you don't accept a position that would certainly benefit your family financially, but would eliminate all your family time. Then the next door neighbor, who is home once a month for only a few days, buys a boat. His children tell yours about the great time they had water skiing. The world and those who live by its values may appear to be winning, but their victories are hollow and their lives a bit shallow. Through patient endurance, all this and more, by all of that, we are saving our lives. The temple in Jerusalem might be destroyed, but the temple that is the life of Christ within us will never be destroyed. Today's gospel is challenging. It's challenging because Jesus demands that we give witness. It is challenging because the Lord demands that we stand up for His kingdom and the Christian way of life in a materialistic and self-centered world. It's challenging because it demands that we accept grief from those who would mock us. It's challenging because it proclaims that only by patient endurance can we be saved. This is the challenge of Christianity. We pray today for the grace to endure patiently any trials that are essential to the affirmation of Jesus Christ.